Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
He's considered the best topwater angler in America, and with good reason. A topwater bait has helped him qualify for 12 Bassmaster Classics. He's Zell Rowland. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, Zell will continue telling us how to catch more bass this year by using the Rebel Pop R. But first, this message. Here's a crazy idea: selling art on the radio. But if anyone can do it, Chris Armstrong can. For over 30 years, you've enjoyed his paintings and drawings in Bassmaster and Bass Times magazines. And now Chris Armstrong's art can be yours. I'm proud to say that I own Chris Armstrong's paintings, and you will be too when you see that lifelike trophy largemouth or monster smallmouth framed on your wall. Take a look at some of the beautiful art today. Just go to www.smackwaterstudio.com. Hey, and be sure to tell Chris Sammy sent you. Recently, I asked 12-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier Zell Rowland if there were any particular ways he fishes the Rebel Pop R to catch bass on it.
To me, now fishing in an extremely clear water lake, a lake such as Mead or any lake that you can see bottom, say 6-7 feet deep, we're talking extremely clear water, I'll work the bait as fast as I will a buzz bait on the surface. Never stopping the bait, consistently keeping a momentum of the rod and reel type cadence where I'm skipping the bait without even stopping it. Now, for example, the lakes here in Tennessee, like this one, I threw the bait here a little bit, and it just, the time of the year for a topwater bite, if we were going to be here a couple weeks from now, it would probably work real well. Mm-hmm. But on a lake such as this, where you have a little stained water, a little murky water, you skip the bait, but you skip it two or three times like an erratic motion. Skip it two or three times, let it hesitate, skip it two or three more times. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can do this, you can see this guy here is working one out there in his boat. The only way you can really get this momentum of the bait is to keep the rod tip straight up in the air. And by doing that, it keeps the lip cocked up at about a 45-degree angle as you're working it.
I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. Be sure to join me next time as Zell Rowland will continue telling us how to catch more bass using the Rebel Pop R topwater lure. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
And by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio.